The unimaginable is about to occur. The unthinkable is just within reach. Scientists are on the verge of proving the existence of God. Physicists operating the largest particle collider in the world, a $10 billion machine analyzing 800 trillion proton-proton collisions, have accumulated enough evidence to state they are close to finding something that is being called the God particle. This God particle will determine the validity of the Big Bang theory. In essence, they will be able to say out loud that scientists have found God. For Jews, finding the God particle, that's a daily journey. Each day, congregants come into my office and ask questions about God. Does God hear my prayers each and every day? Is God paying attention to my crisis? Does God care about me? In those moments, every day, Jews, not scientists, are also searching for particles. They are searching for particles of faith. The prophet Habakkuk declaimed, "The righteous shall live by faith in God." Those who have faith will understand how to live and flourish in what sometimes might seem like a dark and often lonely world. But how does one find? How do we begin searching for that particle of faith? Rabbi Wolpe, in his book, Why Faith Matters, says to be open, to be humble, to seek. These are the preconditions to finding something that simple reason alone will never yield. The Shema, he says, reads, "And these words which I command you on this day shall be on your heart." The Kuksker Rebbe asked, "Why does the Torah say, on your heart, when it obviously wishes the words to be in your heart?" The Rebbe's answer is that sometimes hearts are not open. But if you place the words upon your heart, when the heart is more receptive, they will sink in and there unfold their deeper meaning. We start finding our own particles of faith when our hearts are ready, when our hearts are free. We find them when we look at our world with open eyes and with a welcoming heart. Almost 10 years ago, a friend of mine was killed in a drunk driving accident. Hannah was a pedestrian crossing the street. And every night we held Shiva services in Hannah's apartment. And that same year, I was teaching a private religious school class for 6 first grade girls. And on that second night of Shiva, I saw in the back of the room one of my little first graders and her mother. And after I finished davening the prayers, Chloe, the little girl, and her mother came up to me. And her mother said, "I brought Chloe tonight because I want her to know that as Jews, we are meant to be there for one another when we are hurting the most. And at that moment, Chloe put her little hand into mine, reached up for a hug. And it was then, at that moment, I knew I had found a little particle of faith. During my time in rabbinical school, I volunteered weekly in a homeless shelter. And during those evenings, I would help the men transform one of the classrooms into a bedroom. And while I was chatting with some of the men, one of them ran in with a look of joy and jubilation upon his face. He said, "I did it. I finally did it. After 5 long years, I received a job today." And at that moment, I knew I had found a little particle of faith. And a little over 6 months ago, when the doctor held my baby girl and announced that she's here, and let me hold that precious miracle for the first time, when I looked into her eyes, I knew at that moment I had found a little particle of faith. Finding a particle of faith is a different journey every person is meant to take. Rabbi Levi said, "The Holy One appeared to Israel as though God was a statue with different faces on every side. 1,000 people might be looking at the same statue, but it would appear as if the statue was looking directly at him." So too, when God spoke to Israel for the first time, each and every person in Israel could say, "God was speaking to me." It is an exciting time when physicists are able to say that they found it. They found the God particle. It is an exciting time in our lives when we can say, we found it. That the words and meaning of our tradition sit not upon our hearts, but rather inside, nestled deep within, pulsating, beating, keeping us spiritually alive. In this age of scientific wonder, may we too discover an ancient and timeless particle. May each and every one of us, on our different journeys, find our particles of faith. Amen. Amen. Shabbat shalom.